Part 1. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear someone talking about keeping a diary. What does he say about his diary? A. He shows parts of it to other people. B. He thinks he might stop doing it. C. He doesn't always keep it up to date.
Yes, I've kept a diary for many years. I don't really know why. I guess it's just a habit. But there are times when I can't be bothered to do it, so there are quite a lot of gaps in it. I only really keep it going when lots of interesting things are happening. I don't put lots of boring, everyday things in there. Actually, I haven't written anything in it for quite a while now. I mean, who's got time to write down every little thing that happens every day? But it's good to have a record of some of the more memorable things that have happened that I can look back on later.
2. You hear a radio announcer talking about a program. What kind of program is she talking about? A. A drama series. B. A chat show. C. A documentary series.
On Friday at 7:30, it's the second instalment of Behind the Scenes. In the first episode, we were introduced to some of the people that we'll be following in the rest of the series, as the programme shows us the workings of a major international company from the inside. Friday's programme focuses on the working lives and the private lives of some of the top people there. How do they get on with each other? How does their work affect life at home? What kind of lifestyles do they have? They talk frankly about the pleasures and the pressures. That's Friday, 7:30.
3. You overhear two people talking at a bus stop. What is the relationship between them? A. They are neighbours. B. They work for the same company. C. They used to be students together.
Oh, hi. I haven't seen you for a while. Have you been away?
No, I've been around. But my working hours have changed, so I don't leave at the same time in the morning as you anymore.
I wondered why I hadn't run into you on my way out in the morning. I miss our little chats on the way to the bus stop.
Yes, me too. We should go for a coffee sometime. Anyway, how's your job going?
Well, I left that place I was at. I'm a full-time student now.
Really? I've been thinking about doing that myself.
4. You hear someone talking about a film. What is her opinion of the film? A. It's better than the book. B. The critics are wrong about it. C. It's too long.
Okay, I'm outside the cinema now, and people are just coming out after the premiere. Can I just ask you, what did you think?
Well, I've read the book and I loved it, so I was really looking forward to the film. And I wasn't disappointed. I know it's had really bad reviews and people saying that it's nothing like the book. Well, that's true, it is quite different, but I don't think the comments have been fair at all. I think it was really entertaining. It's a very long film, of course, and that might put a lot of people off. But I didn't find my attention wandering at any point.
5. You hear a voicemail message. What is the speaker doing in the message? A. Making an offer. B. Insisting on something. C. Asking for a favour.
Hi, George. It's Louise. Again. Listen. I thought you were going to get back to me today about the arrangements for the weekend. I've been waiting for you to call, and this is the third message I've left for you. I know you're probably very busy, but it's important that we get this sorted out now so that I can make the booking. So, do you think you could phone me back straight away, please? It's going to be really difficult to get anything booked if you don't let me know. So call me back as soon as possible. Okay?
6. You hear a woman talking about someone she knows. What does she say about him? A. He causes problems. B. He wants to be popular. C. He's always cheerful.
I find him a bit strange, to be honest, because no matter what happens, he keeps on smiling. He's had all sorts of problems in his life, but he never seems to get miserable at all. Most people wouldn't be like that. He seems to think that things are always going to be okay in the end, so he never worries. It must be great to have such a positive attitude. Maybe that's why he's so popular. It's good to be with people who have that kind of attitude.
7. You hear someone talking about a mistake he made. How did he feel when he made the mistake? A. Calm. B. Annoyed. C. Scared.
I couldn't believe it when I realized what a stupid thing I'd done. I mean, I've done the same thing over and over again, and I've never done it wrong before. I'm usually incredibly efficient, and I never make that kind of mistake. So when it was pointed out to me, I was really cross with myself. How could I have done such a thing? Well, you can't go on blaming yourself for things, can you? So I've got over it now. But at the time, I was really furious with myself.
8. You hear a man talking about a newspaper article. What is his main point about the article? A. It greatly increased his knowledge. B. He couldn't understand it. C. He didn't agree with it.
Yes, economics is something I've never really understood. So I thought I'd read that article because it said at the beginning that it was going to explain the basics. It was certainly aimed at the non-expert, but the problem is the subject is so complicated and there's such a lot of jargon you're expected to know that I didn't actually learn all that much from it. I was okay at the beginning, but then it all got very confusing. About halfway through, I was completely lost and I couldn't follow it at all. I tried, I really did, but I couldn't work out what the writer was saying.